Hi, my name's Greta Stanley. Welcome to my home. I'm married to Andrew and we've been part of the Good Life family since 2001. I'm so privileged and so honoured to be able to share with you one of my favourite verses.
Hello, I'm Jovana from Serbia. I'm daughter of the King. Today I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 7. And I'm going to read it to you in Serbian. Uzdaj se u Gospoda svim svojim srcem, a na svoj razum se ne oslanjaj. Šta god činio, na njega misli i on će ti poravnati staze. Ne budi mudar u svojim očima, boj se Gospoda i kloni se zla. Amen.
That beautiful young lady is the daughter of one of my team members over in Serbia, and she's really the next generation of Daughters of the King. She's been coming to our conferences since she was about 9 years old. So thank you, Jovana, for reading that scripture for me. And that really is one of the scriptures that Andrew and I have lived by ever since we've been Christians, you know, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts and not to lean on our own understanding. But, you know, to be able to trust somebody, you have to know them. You don't just trust somebody because you meet them. You have to know that person, and you have to know that that person is who they say they are. And, you know, you can't trust God unless you know him. How do you get to know God? You've got to know his character. You know, when I first met Andrew, you don't trust your husband or your wife immediately. You learn to trust them. As you get to know them, you learn to trust them more and more. And that is certainly how Andrew and I have learnt to trust the Lord, is through different experiences we've had. And also, as we've read his word, we have learnt what his character is. You know, we've learnt that he is trustworthy. He can be absolutely trusted with everything. I just want to read you a quote that I came across that I think explains it really well. Trust is the fruit of a relationship in which you are loved. And once you know that you're loved by God and you get to know his character and you have an intimate relationship with him, then you can learn to trust him. So learning to trust is a growing thing. It's not something that is instantaneous. And how did we learn to trust God? We learned to trust God by stepping out of the boat. You will never learn to trust God completely unless you step out of the boat, or unless you step off the edge of the cliff, because trusting somebody is knowing that they're going to catch you. And I think the best illustration that I could give you of what I see trusting our Father is like, if you imagine a father with his young child, and he says to the child, come on, jump to daddy, and you see that child doesn't stop to ask, oh, is it safe to jump? They just jump because they just know, they just have that faith that their father is going to catch them. And to me, that is the best picture of faith. And that is how God wants us to be. We're his children. And he wants us to trust him in that way. If he says, come on, Greta, jump, then I need to be able to jump knowing that he's going to catch me. And I really want to this morning to share with you a couple of incidents out of our own lives where we have trusted the Lord and where we've not lent on our own understanding. But I also want to give you an example of how we didn't trust the Lord and we lent on our own understanding. So I just want to go back to when we got saved through Youth with a Mission. We moved to New Zealand to work with them over there. And to us, we were going to be in Youth with a Mission for life. That was going to be our life's mission, was to just work with them and be with them. But God had another plan. And out of the blue, Andrew got offered to take over the Full Gospel Businessmen's Association. And we prayed about it and we felt, yep, that's God. You know, that's what God wants us to do. So we told the YWAM leaders, and we had our farewell and we said our goodbye. And the gentleman who had offered Andrew the position, he said we could live in a little flat that he had above a service station. Anyway, we had no sooner moved into this little flat and God pulled the rug out from under us. The offer was no longer there. But we knew that, we knew in our heart of hearts that it was the right thing to leave Youth with a Mission. Anyway, we attached ourselves to a church there, and I remember so clearly being in church Sunday morning, and I was grieving. I was really grieving because I loved what we were doing in YWAM. I was really happy there. And then I got this picture in my mind, and it's so clear, I'll never forget it. I just got the picture of this nest with these little eaglets in the nest. And God said to me, "You have to learn to fly. You have to learn to fly, Greta. I'm kicking you out of the nest." And so God used a carrot, if you like. He offered Andrew a carrot to get us out of Youth with a Mission, because I think we would have, you know, we would have just stayed there because we were comfortable there. We were in our comfort zone there. We had grown into being comfortable there. But God wanted us to grow, and he wanted to teach us more about how to trust him. So that's one incident where God had a better plan than the plan that we thought he had. And so this was trusting God and not leaning on our own understanding, just carrying on and allowing God to work it out. Another incident that I want to share with you is in 1992, we moved back to New Zealand, from New Zealand to Australia, to begin a business that we thought was going to be our retirement and our inheritance for our children, and we could then become self-funded missionaries. Anyway, God had another plan there as well. So after we'd been working in this business for 6 years, we made a big mistake. We went into partnership with a big company that came and said to us, "We're going to make you millionaires. You know, this is going to be amazing." Anyway, to make a long story short, they had a different agenda. They wanted to get rid of us. They wanted us to build the business up, and then they wanted to get rid of us. Now, in this process, Andrew and I had come to the understanding that if we lose the business, and at that point we didn't think we would, but if we lose the business, we're going to accept that it's from God and that he has his reasons for it. Anyway, to make a long story short again, we lost the business, and at that point we could have either become very bitter or we could trust God and be better. And we chose the better. We chose not to be bitter. We moved from Wollongong to the Sunshine Coast, and that's how we ended up at Good Life. And, you know, a few years after we attached ourselves to Good Life, God unfolded another plan for us. He had a far better plan, and that was to send us over to Europe to work in Eastern Europe. And, you know, that's a far more exciting journey than what it would have been to stay in the business. I always think when things don't go the way that we expect them to go, there can be different reasons. And sometimes it's because God's got something better, but sometimes it's also for God to get your attention. And that's what I want to share with you now. This is the time when we didn't trust in the Lord. We started out trusting in the Lord, but then we leant on our own understanding and we thought we were wise in our own eyes. You see, when we became Christians, we made a covenant with God that we would go anywhere and we would serve him and we would do whatever he wanted us to do. But, you know, when we started the business, we were very naive. We had never been in business before. And we had come from Youth with a Mission where we trusted God for everything. And now here we are, we're setting up a business. And all of a sudden, we are introduced to a whole different world, to a business world, to a social world. And at some point, we took our eyes off God and put our eyes on the business. We began to trust in the business. We, just to make a long story short, we allowed ourselves to be seduced by the whole business world. And so we are we're getting busier and busier. Our social life's getting busier and busier. We're attending church less and less. So over time, we put God on the back burner. And that's not what he wanted us to do, because we'd made a covenant with him. And when we make a covenant with God, he takes our word. He takes our word for it. So anyway, we ended up losing everything. And what we learnt from that, after we had settled up here on the Sunshine Coast, before God sent us to Europe, we realised that God loved us too much to leave us in that state where we were getting further and further and further away from Him. Because you know what? God is more interested in our heart condition than He is in our lifestyle and our comforts. And so that is something that I really feel to emphasize today, because it is so easy to get seduced by the money, the lifestyle, the social life, and then we forget all about God. And we're not here to be entertained. We're here to fulfill our purpose. We're here to fulfill a destiny. And you know, we are ordinary people that are meant to live extraordinary lives. And God wants all of us to live extraordinary lives. But I find that there are so many people that live with so much disappointment, and they're so disillusioned because things didn't go the way that they thought they would go. And if you're listening to this today and you're feeling that disappointment and that disillusionment, we're just going to go into a song now. Craig's going to lead us in a song called Glory to God. Glorified?
Glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
So if we just go from Craig's going to lead us into
a song. Craig's going to lead us into a song, Glory to Your Name. And I want you to, I would like to suggest that as he's singing that song, that you just ask him to show you if you're disappointed, if you're disillusioned, and just see what God says. Because if you are, he wants you to trust him. He wants to teach you to walk on water. He wants to teach you to walk off the edge of the cliff, because he is not going to let you fall. So just close your eyes and allow God to minister to you through this song. And then I'll come back and I'll just wrap up the message.
In the presence of my God, I will wait. And I will look and I will find your embrace. The road ahead is long, but I am not alone. 'Cause you are the light that leads me home. And in the presence of my God, I will stay. And I will trust in the promises you made. The rivers can be wide and the water can get rough, but you and your strength will be enough. And so I will sing unending praise. You are my God, the author of my days. It's an everlasting love you have given unto us, so I will bring glory to your name. Glory to your name. In the presence of my God, I will be. And I will trust in the love that ransomed me. The desert winds will blow, though I will surely know that you will never let me go. So I will sing author of my days. It's an everlasting love you have given unto us, so I will bring glory to your name. Glory to your name. I'll bring whatever comes my way, and I can trust you with all my days. You'll never change, and so my hope it will remain. Oh Lord, I know you, you won't forsake me. You will be faithful, whatever comes my way.
Thank you, Craig. You know, I just absolutely love Craig's worship, and I have missed that with church online, but thank you, Craig. You always bless me. Well, that's my message for today, family of God. But you know what? We are living in times where it is so important for us to trust God. You know, the whole world is in chaos. There's so much misunderstanding. There's so much uncertainty out there. But we don't have to get caught up in that. This is where trust comes in. No matter what our future holds, no matter what tomorrow holds, God has got you and you can trust him. I can tell you, I could give you a guarantee that God is totally trustworthy and you can safely put your future in his hands. Thank you.